Mishadala, this Mishnah focuses on different pastes and different liquids which are used for various different purposes. And the first on the list is Devek, glue, if he takes out enough k'dei litim brosh ha-shavsheves to put on top of a shavsheves, which is some sort of scarecrow. Although not quite, it was pretty much made of a stick and then a horizontal stick, so a sort of T-shaped wooden frame. And on top of the T, on top of this horizontal stick, one would put glue, and it was used in order to trap birds. So the birds would come and rest on this T-shaped frame, and it would be trapped. Continues the Mishnah, Zephes v'gofris, pitch or sulfur, very thick liquids, kadilas his nekev, enough to make a hole. And what this is referring to is a container in which liquid mercury is contained, and mercury is needed in very small amounts, so they would seal the top of this container with pitch or sulfur, and then they would make a very small hole in that pitch or sulfur so that the mercury can come out through that hole. So if you take out enough pitch or sulfur such that you're able to make a hole in that pitch or sulfur without it all coming apart, so you take out a tiny bit more than the size of the hole, that would be considered significant, and you would be chai v'chatos. Shavo, if you take out wax, k'dei litin al pinek of cotton, its shear is enough that you could put it on top of a small hole in a wine bottle, or a jug of wine if there's a hole in the top, or if there's a hole in a barrel, in order to get the wine out of the barrel, so that was sealed up with wax. Charsis, crushed brick, k'dei las his pi kushal tzerf ezohov, enough to cover the mouth of the furnace used by somebody who purifies gold. In order to process gold, it had to be put into a very hot fire to get rid of all the impurities and the bad parts of the gold, so you would just be left with the pure gold. And in order to keep the fire very hot, bellows, very large fans, were placed in the fire in order to blow air and to heat up the fire and continue it going. So there would be a small hole in the wall of the furnace to insert the bellows into that hole. And around that hole, they would put some crushed brick so that the bellows would fit in it well. So that amount of crushed brick is considered significant. However, Rabbi Yehuda says a slightly smaller amount, k'dei las his pitput, in order to fix a leg of this furnace, if one of the legs of the furnace comes undone, or if part of it breaks, so they would add some crushed brick to it, and that is a smaller amount than the Tanakama's opinion. Continues the Mishnah, Subin, coarse bran, the parts of the grain which are less edible, k'dei litin al pi kushal tzerf ezohov, enough to put on the mouth of the furnace of the people who would purify gold. And over here, the bran is used in order to fuel the fire, and that amount would be considered significant. Sid, when it comes to lime, this was used by women and girls in order to remove the hair from their face and from other parts of their body. And so the Mishnah says, k'dei losu k'tanish babonis, enough to apply the lime to the smallest limb, to the little finger of a young girl, in order to remove the hair from there. That amount is considered significant. Now, Rabbi Yehuda once again is a bit more stringent, and he says you are liable for even a smaller amount, and that is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, k'dei las is kilkul, enough to flatten the hair on the side of a girl's face. So since it's not to remove the hair, only a little bit was applied to the side of the face. And Ibn Chemya says it's even a smaller amount, and that is k'dei las handifi. It's in order to remove the hair which is underneath the sides of the woman's face, so sort of the lower half of her face, in line with where her mouth is. So to remove the few hairs which are there, if there's enough lime for that, then it's considered a significant amount, such the one who carries it from one domain into another, or if he carries it for 4 amos in a Rosh Hashanah in a public domain, he would be liable to a korban chatos.